A guide to recognizing and treating asthma attacks. There's nothing more frightening than an asthma attack. Whether you're experiencing one yourself or someone else, here's what you can do and how to prevent it. Asthma attack. First aid steps. Here are some emergency instructions for people experiencing asthma attacks. Step 1. Ensure they are comfortable by sitting them upright. Be sure to reassure them and ask them to breathe slowly and deeply to keep them calm. Step 2. You can help them breathe through a reliever inhaler, usually blue, every 30-60 seconds. Step 3. A doctor should be called if the condition worsens after 10 puffs of the blue reliever inhaler, or if it doesn't improve after that. Step 4. After 10 minutes, if the ambulance hasn't arrived and their symptoms haven't improved, repeat step 2. Step 5. 999 should be called again if the person does not feel better. This advice does not cover inhalers used for maintenance and reliever therapy, MART. Explanation of asthma inhalers. Asthma inhalers come in two main types. Blue reliever inhaler relieves symptoms quickly. Brown preventer inhaler reduces symptoms and attacks. Of asthma. How can I tell if I'm having an asthma attack? You might have just a few or all of these symptoms during an asthma attack, so knowing the signs is essential. The symptoms worsen: breathing difficulties, coughs, wheezing, and chest tightness. Having trouble catching your breath and breathing faster, it is difficult to speak. The ability to whisper or use short sentences. Feeling dizzy, drowsy, or confused. Bluish fingertip and lip color. An exhausting feeling. Eventually collapsing. There is a good chance that you are having an asthma attack if you can't get relief with a reliever inhaler. How does asthma develop? The triggers that set off flare-ups and asthma attacks are typically airway irritations. It's not always possible to avoid asthma triggers, even for those aware. There are a variety of triggers for asthma, including viral colds and cases of flu pet allergies, dust mite allergies, mold allergies, or pollen allergies. Changing weather conditions, such as cold air, windy conditions, or sudden changes in temperature exercising pollutants, tobacco smoke, fumes, dust, or chemicals in the air, can irritate. The use of medications, especially beta blockers and anti-inflammatory pain relievers, such as ibuprofen, anger, fear, stress, or laughter, are strong emotions. Is there a way to prevent future asthma attacks? If you want to reduce your asthma attack risk, you can do several things. 1. Early warning signs are essential to know. When you recognize your triggers and early warning signs, such as tightening in the chest or wheezing more, you can prevent an asthma attack before it occurs. 2. Exercise according to your body's needs. Physical activity can be challenging if you have asthma. You can improve your asthma symptoms and quality of life by increasing your heart rate. Exercise shouldn't trigger your asthma symptoms if your asthma is well managed. However, exercise can trigger asthma, especially when breathing in cold or dry air or interacting with pollution or pollen. It would be best to increase your fitness levels gradually, so listen to your body. Telling your exercise partner that you have asthma is also a good idea. 3. Keep stress levels as low as you can. In life, stress can't permanently be reduced. Asthma symptoms can be aggravated by stress. Contact your doctor or asthma nurse if stress triggers your asthma. They can provide the proper support, such as signposting you to counseling or recommending that you take more of your asthma medicines during these periods. Please feel free to reach out when you need help and get it when you need it. Stress can be reduced in several simple ways, including: take control of your life by planning ahead, engaging in as many interactions as you can, increasing your activity level, getting enough sleep is important for, make sure you take all your prescribed medications. Using a preventer inhaler reduces inflammation in your airways, making you less likely to have an asthma attack. You will also be less susceptible to reacting to your triggers. Please take your asthma preventer medicines regularly according to your doctor's or asthma nurse's instructions. In addition to checking your peak flow meter, you should pay attention to symptoms that aren't yet present. Using a peak flow device, it measures how quickly you can exhale air from your lungs. Whether you need to monitor your peak flow should be discussed with your doctor or asthma nurse. 5. Plan your asthma action. An asthma action plan can help manage asthma and stay in control. Action plans have been found to reduce hospitalizations for asthma attacks, improve symptoms, and improve quality of life. Here's what it says: triggers that affect you medications. You take daily to prevent asthma attacks and prevent symptoms. If you feel worse, here are some things you should do when to seek emergency medical attention during an asthma attack. A doctor or asthma nurse can help you fill out an asthma action plan if you do not already have one. Sharing copies with family and friends is also a good idea. Knowing when to see a doctor. Consult a doctor if asthma attacks are frequent for you. Asthma management advice is what you're looking for. Use of your reliever inhaler has increased. It's hard for you to sleep. Because of your asthma, you cannot do everyday things such as work, play with your children, or clean your house. Immediately contact a doctor if you experience any symptoms of an asthma attack, such as difficulty breathing. Your doctor needs to see you urgently, even if your asthma symptoms improve with your reliever inhaler.